ეთერშია რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბები. ვილიამ ჰეიგის განცხადებით დიდი ბრიტანეთი კიდევ ერთხელ ადასტურებს მხარდაჭერას საქართველოს ევროატლანტიკური მისწრაფების მიმართ. უკრაინაში პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტები აპირებენ რეფერენდუმების ჩატარებას. ვლადიმირ პუტინი დაესწრება ნორმანდიაში მოკავშირეთა ჯარების გადასმის 70-ე წლისთავის ცერემონიას. ახლა დღესაც და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. დიდი ბრიტანეთი კიდევ ერთხელ ადასტურებს მხარდაჭერას საქართველოს ევროატლანტიკური მისწრაფებისა და პროგრესის მიმართ. განაცხადა თბილისში გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე დიდი ბრიტანეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა ვილიამ ჰეიგმა. მან აღნიშნა, რომ ევროპისკენ სწრაფვა, დემოკრატიული ინსტიტუტების გაძლიერება, კანონის უზენაესობა და ეკონომიკის განვითარება თავად საქართველოს სურვილია და არა გარედან თავსმოხვეული არჩევანი. ჰეიგი მიესალმა იმას, რომ საქართველო სულ მალე მოაწერს ხელს ევროკავშირთან ასოცირების შეთანხმებას. ამასთან, მისი განცხადებით, დიდი ბრიტანეთი აფასებს საქართველოს მონაწილეობას საერთაშორისო მისიებში.
ჯერა რომ ნატო სამიტი უელში იქნება მეტად მნიშვნელოვანი წინსვლის აღიარებისთვის. გაერთიანებული სამეფო, როგორც მასპინძელი ნატო სამიტისა, ნათელ პოზიციას გამოხატავს იმასთან დაკავშირებით, რომ აუცილებელია პროგრესის აღიარება და ამის საფუძველზე ურთიერთობის შემდგომი განვითარება.
განაცხადა ვილიამ ჰეიგმა. საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის მაია ფანჯიკიძის განცხადებით, მსოფლიო პოლიტიკის ერთ-ერთი ძირითადი მოთამაშის დიდი ბრიტანეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის ვიზიტს საქართველო მისი ევროპული და ევროატლანტიკური მისწრაფებების მხარდაჭერის მკაფიო გამოხატულებად აფასებს. დიდი ბრიტანეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი დღეს თბილისში შეხვდა საქართველოს პრეზიდენტს, პრემიერ-მინისტრს, საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრს და ნაციონალური მოძრაობის ლიდერებს. უკრაინაში დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების ლიდერები აცხადებენ, რომ თვითგამორკვევის რეფერენდუმებს დაგეგმილ დღეს, 11 მაისს ჩაატარებენ, მიუხედავად რეფერენდუმების გადადებისკენ რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმირ პუტინის მოწოდებისა. თვითგამოცხადებული დონეცკის სახალხო რესპუბლიკის საკოორდინაციო კომიტეტმა შეხვედრა გამართეს სეპარატისტების მიერ დაკავებულ სამთავრობო შენობაში, რის შემდეგაც განაცხადა, რომ უკრაინისგან გამოყოფის თაობაზე რეფერენდუმი 11 მაისს ჩატარდება. ეს განცხადება სეპარატისტების თვით დეკლარირებულმა ლიდერმა, დენის პუშილინმა გააკეთა და დასწინა.
У нас нет прямой связи с Владимиром.
Владимир Путинთან პირდაპირი კონტაქტი არ გვაქვს. მისი წინადადება mass media-ით შევიტყვეთ. ვფიქრობ, ჩვენი გადაწყვეტილების შესახებ ის იმავე გზით გაიგებს.
ლუგანსკის სეპარატისტების თვითდეკლარირებულმა ლიდერმა ალექსეი ჩმულენკომ სააგენტო ინტერფაქსს უთხრა, რომ თვითგამოცხადებული ლუგანსკის სახალხო რესპუბლიკის სახალხო საბჭომ გადაწყვიტა დამოუკიდებლობის რეფერენდუმი 11 მაისს ჩაატაროს. ვლადიმირ პუტინმა 7 მაისს მოსკოვში თქვა, რომ უკრაინის დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონებში სეპარატისტებმა უნდა გადადონ ამგვარი რეფერენდუმების ჩატარება. ახლა პუტინის პრესმდივანი დიმიტრი პესკოვი ამბობს, რომ კრემლი ააანალიზებს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების გადაწყვეტილებებს. ევროკავშირის საგარეო პოლიტიკური ლიდერის კეტრინა შტონის პრესმდივანმა მაია კოსიანჩიჩმა განაცხადა, რომ ეს რეფერენდუმები არც 11 მაისს და არც რომ მომდევნო რომელიმე დღეს არ უნდა გაიმართოს. კოსიანჩიჩმა დასინა, რომ რეფერენდუმებს არ ექნება დემოკრატიული ლეგიტიმურობა და ისინი უკრაინაში კრიზისის უფრო ესკალაციას გამოიწვევს. უკრაინა აცხადებს, რომ ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთში გაგრძელდება ოპერაცია პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების წინააღმდეგ, იმის მიუხედავად, თუ რა გადაწყვეტილებას მიიღებენ ისინი რეფერენდუმთან მიმართებით. ეს განცხადება გააკეთა უკრაინის ეროვნული უშიშროებისა და თავდაცვის საბჭოს პრესმდივანმა ანდრეი პარუბიმ. უკრაინის ძალებმა მოახერხეს კონტროლის დაბრუნება რამდენიმე სამთავრობო შენობაზე, რომლებიც 12 ქალაქში დაიკავეს სეპარატისტებმა. საფრანგეთში რუსეთის ელჩი აცხადებს, რომ რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმირ პუტინი დასავლეთის ლიდერებთან ერთად დაესწრება ნორმანდიაში მოკავშირეთა ჯარების გადასხმის 70-ე წლისთავის ცერემონიას. ალექსანდრ ორლოვის თქმით, პუტინი 6 ივნისს მიიღებს მონაწილეობას ცერემონიაში. ეს პუტინისთვის დასავლეთის ლიდერებთან შესახვედრად პირველი შესაძლებლობა იქნება უკრაინაში კრიზისის დაწყების და რუსეთის მიერ ყირიმის ანექსირების შემდეგ. ცერემონიას ასევე დაესწრებიან შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი ბარაკ ობამა და გერმანიის კანცლერი ანგელა მერკელი. საქართველოს პროკურატურის განცხადებით გახსნილია 2009 წლის 20 მაისს ეგრეთ წოდებული მუხროვანის სამოხისვის ძებნილი პირების ძებნის სპეცოპერაციის დანაშაულებრივი გარემოებები და წამების და თავისუფლების უკანონო აღკვეთის გამო დაკავებულია შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს კონტრდაზვერვის დეპარტამენტის დირექტორის ყოფილი მოადგილე ლევან ტაბიძე. ამის შესახებ პროკურატურამ საგანგებო განცხადება გააცხადა. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცალკე გაეცნობით ჩვენი რადიოს ვებსაიტზე. მისი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება @ge. ახალი ამბების გამოშვება დასრულდა, რადიო თავისუფლების მაუწყებლობა კი გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our hour-long request program. Once again, I'm Larry London here to keep you company. And if you would like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That is our phone number into the studios for the next hour. We are here to take your phone calls and your requests and also accept your entries into our now 50 CD giveaway. As we begin this hour, it is with Paramore and a request from Amina, who's in Kuwait listening. The song is called Ain't It Fun on Border Crossings. And you're listening to Paramore and a song called Ain't It Fun for Amina in Kuwait. Now, that song, which is in the top 20 on Billboard, as a matter of fact, it's moved all the way up to number, I don't know what it is. It says 10 on the Hot 100 and 21 on the pop charts. It is Paramore's highest charting hit ever. So congratulations to Paramore, who are enjoying their newfound success. They've had some big hits in the past. You may recall some of their songs, which have made it into the top 40, like The Only Exception or Still Into You, never made it as high as this one has. So Hayley Williams is very, very excited, very happy. And so she's thrilled. They're kind of concerned about the pop image that they're now projecting because Paramore are really a punk alternative band. And if you watch them perform, you'd never think they're a pop group. But this particular song is all about pop. In fact, the song has a gospel choir in it and a xylophone. So, you know, that's something you just don't hear in too many alternative punk songs. But Paramore, Ain't It Fun? Thanks, Kuwait, for checking into Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thursday's here. We're another step closer to the weekend. And we're going to help you celebrate with a Now 50 CD giveaway that's coming up this hour. I've got CDs to give away all month long. And this week we're doing it as a random selection based on email and Facebook and telephone calls and Twitter entries. However you want to enter, you can enter, and I will randomly select the lucky listener of the day, our winner, from among the different email and responses we've gotten. Next week it's going to be by phone. Next week we open up the phone lines, so you don't have to have an internet connection. You don't have to run to the internet cafe. All you have to do is have a phone or a cell phone or borrow a phone. And next week, all week, when I tell you what number caller to be, you be that caller and you win. So that's how easy it is. That's next week on the show. And I know there's a lot of new listeners who are tuning in that, you know, have no idea how we give away prizes. So we can't assume that everybody knows the routine because there's a lot of new people out there. So it's a lot of fun and everybody has an equal opportunity to win. We're going to do it by phone next week. Right now, a request from Nigeria, and as a matter of fact, two requests for the same song. Sam Williams, who's in Nigeria, and Miriam Mohammed, who's listening in Kuwait. They both asked me to play this Michael Jackson song. This is not the new Michael Jackson song. And by the way, they are saying Michael Jackson is going to make history at the Billboard Music Awards May 18th. Don't know why, don't know how. They're kind of just creating the interest. I think they're going to use a hologram or something to project Michael on the show in a duet with Justin Timberlake for the new song that's out. I'm not sure. That's my guess. I don't know, but they say it's going to be history. So we'll see. Here's Michael Jackson, certainly one of the biggest hits out of his collection. This is called Heal the World on Border Crossings.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Strong and only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are three. Stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing. Together we'll
the world. It's Michael Jackson on Border Crossings, the only male artist to have 13 number one hits ever in his career. And that is a request from both Nigeria and also from Kuwait. And thank you for letting us know what you like to hear, because that's what we're in the business for, playing your favorite songs. This is a request show. Border Crossings didn't start out that way, but it has evolved over the years. 16, 17 years now of doing this, playing your songs. And it's a pleasure to be a part of your day, your radio listening habits. If there is something that you would like us to play, give us a call, 202-619-2077. Send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com and send us a tweet. And our Twitter address is #BCVOA. And don't forget, you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, like Rhea has done. Rhea is listening to us in the Philippines. Michael, Hermias, Bezzy, Million, and Evelyn are all new fans of our Facebook page, and we welcome you. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's the address for the Facebook page, and I think you'll enjoy some of the stuff we put up. Yesterday, an NBA basketball player who's playing in Oklahoma was named the MVP in basketball, in the NBA, for the season, the most valuable player. And he deserves that honor. His name's Kevin Durant. He is just a phenomenal player. But even more special about Kevin, he's a phenomenal human and a wonderful son. And I put a video up when Kevin made his acceptance speech for the MVP honor for NBA Best Player of the Year. And he said he couldn't do it without his mom. His mom was in the audience. He thanked his mother. How appropriate with Mother's Day coming up. He thanked his mother. He talked about how he and his brother grew up moving from apartment to apartment. They were virtually homeless. Mom didn't have any money. He was a single kid or single sibling with his brother. Mom would miss a meal so they could eat. They'd sit in their empty apartment with no furniture and just huddle and hug and be so happy and thankful that they had what they had. And he said, my life could have gone in any direction, but because of my mom, it went in this direction. And he cried. And she cried, and it was a very, very touching moment that any child should, you should watch this video so you can appreciate mom, and as he did, and think about how important mom is. We kind of overlook that. So check that out. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and it's right there at the top. It says Kevin Durant MVP acceptance speech, and it's one that we'll never forget. All right, coming up next, we have the number one song on Billboard's Hot 100. This is John Legend's very first number one song. And we have it on the Now 50 CD that we're giving away as well. So if you want to win this, you can, along with the song Happy that's fallen down to number two after 10 weeks. Here is John Legend by request. And this request comes to us from Antenna Ayalu, who's in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings. And this is called All of Me.
Hey, this is John Legend. You're listening to Larry London.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning. No kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you, all.
How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your imperfections. Give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all.
دا د امریکا جغ واشنگتن دی. اوس به د موسیقي هغه پروګرام واوري چې د بارډر کراسینګ په نامه یادیږي او وړاندې کوونکی ده لری لندن.
All pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs.
from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Border Crossings and the Redemption Song from Bob Marley. And that's a request from Nabiyu Hailemariam, who is joining us today on the show, and said, play that for everyone in my office. And Nabiyu, thanks for listening at work, and I hope everyone at work enjoyed that song and all the songs we play. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Now, speaking of redemption, I would like to congratulate a guy who was once in jail and turned his life around and became a very successful musician. A story that's very common has happened to many, many people in music. They've managed to turn their lives around and right the ship. Chuck Berry is a legendary rock and roll figure who went to prison for a little while for several reasons. Tax evasion, he went in another time for drug addiction problems and issues that he was facing way back then. These days, they put you in rehab. Back 30, 40, 50 years ago, they put you in prison. Chuck Berry will receive the 2014 Polar Music Prize. He is, without question, a rock and roll icon, and the award will be presented by the King of Sweden, King Carl, at a big ceremony in Stockholm on August 26th. So congratulations to Chuck Berry on being recognized for what you do. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Up next, a birthday dedication. We'd like to recognize someone celebrating a birthday. It is King in Nigeria. And King Ihotuyowochio is listening and celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday to you, King. And I hope your birthday is wonderful. And I hope you enjoy each and every minute of it. Here's his request. He wants to hear a birthday song called Birthday for his birthday. This is Stevie Wonder on Border Crossings. Make it become an illusion, and we all know everything.
Fiji of all people. It's in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
And they were the 70s. It was the Swedish Invasion, and it was caused by ABBA. And the song is called Ring, Ring on Border Crossing, celebrating the 40th anniversary of their hit music. And Mohammed Shaman in India requested that song on Border Crossings. And if you're wondering what's ABBA been up to, the actual members, Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulves, performed along with the cast of Mamma Mia on stage at the Olivier Awards, which is a big award show that took place middle April in London. They actually got on stage and performed a song with the cast, and of course the crowd went wild, and it was a standing ovation, as you'd expect. Anybody from ABBA doing anything music-related is a rarity, because they just really don't do it anymore. They've been offered millions and millions. There was a rumor they were offered $1 billion to reunite, and they said no. And there is a ABBA museum on display in Sweden, which has their original costumes they wore on tours and whatnot, including a hotline telephone. One of them revealed a hotline phone. It was an old hotline phone that only the record company had and some other people who needed to reach them could call in on, and they would always answer. Very interesting. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to a bunch of our fans who sent messages on Facebook to us. Aminu Usman is listening to the show and made a request for his wife. Michael Barroseros is tuned in. Yolanda Gambau is listening and says, your program is popular here in Kuwait. Thank you very much, Yolanda. El Falal Falalu Babada listens in Nigeria. Ishmael Kanu tunes in. Othniel Usa Danny loves Border Crossings. Abdul Kadir Dawale tunes into the show, along with his friends, which is very important. Bring your friends into the mix. We've got room for them. Anna Lee Vidal is listening to our show. Omar Diapi Wage tunes in. That's a new name. And I'm glad you're listening in Liberia. For a long time, Omar says. Aliyah Khan is listening. And she says, I'm listening right now, and I'm listening with my sister, Sana. So thank you both for tuning into the show. Jamiu Lawal is listening in Nigeria. And Rukundo Theobald tunes into Border Crossings. Leonard Segay is listening as well and sends his kindest regards all the way from Kenya. And we appreciate your support. Our Now 50 CD giveaway is coming up in just a few minutes, so hang around for that. Up next, we've got a Facebook request from Con Attack, and it is for the latest from Miley Cyrus, who resumed the Bangers tour. She performed at the O2 Arena in London, then addressed the press after. And she told the media, I am not a drug addict, and I was not in the hospital for 2 weeks because of a drug overdose. She said, I want to clear that up. I'm the poster child for healthy people. She said, I do not smoke or drink while I'm on tour. She said, I'm probably the only one on the tour that isn't drinking or smoking. And she said, I just want to set that rumor aside. I had an allergic reaction to the medication, which was reported treating her upper respiratory flu infection. She said, it's not an overdose of drugs, despite what the tabloids are reporting. Here's Miley Cyrus, Adore You.
When you say you need me.
Crossings and the Pride of Columbus, Ohio, a group known as Everyday Sunday. And the song is Live for Tonight here on Border Crossings. And it's dedicated to all of our listeners around the world, courtesy of Shasinlo Rengma, who tunes into the program. Shasinlo, thank you for the request. Trey Peterson put the band together in 2007. They had a terrible accident. They were all in a van on the road in Indiana, touring back in 2009, and the van flipped over. They got into a car accident. The van spun around and turned over and over and over and flipped over about four or five times. And it was a miracle that they lived. But they did, and they continue to make music. And thank you, Assam India, for checking in to Border Crossings today. I'm Larry London. It's Thursday. Thursday's underway. Thursday, and it's time for another Now 50 CD giveaway here on Border Crossings, courtesy of EMI. And the Now That's What I Call Music Volume 50 CD. This is a very popular album in America. These CDs have sold over 200 million copies, and you can win yours just for listening to Border Crossings. Today's lucky listener, Lucky Lindsay. Today's lucky listener of the day is Jahangir Alam Manto, who's in Bangladesh. So, yay! Congratulations, Jahangir Alam Manto. You are the lucky listener and our lucky winner, and you get the Now 50 CD from Border Crossings. All right, coming up, here's a request from Magiri Machuki. He's in Kisii, Kenya, and this song, he says, I want dedicated to Aditha, Karuna Kantapal, Roz Manko of Tanzania, Skinner Kalamanja of Malawi, and Charles Angole of Uganda. And this song is a song which is called Neon Jungle, and Welcome to the Jungle.
Tonight I'll hunt you down. What can you make me growl? With the wild things on the prowl. Welcome to the jungle.
One time and I make you my star.
And you know you want to.
If you want, get deep in the club. Must roughen up, give me that tango love. Only one for no one but myself.
And you know I want you.
Tonight I'll hunt you down. What can you make me growl? With the wild things on the prowl.
Welcome to the jungle.
Shorty, I'm
too chill, then I'm sorry. Got two seats in this Rari for this bus safari. So let's party. It's two clicks, one crew, two twos and my two coops. Don't do you, but let me too.
Welcome to the jungle.
Get you one way or another. I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get you one way or another. I'm
gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya one day. Maybe next week I'm gonna meet ya. I'm gonna meet ya, I'll meet ya.
I will drive past your house.
Border Crossings, it's One Direction, and a song that was originally done by Blondie, One Way or Another, I'm going to get ya. Song request from MD Shamim in Nepal, listening to our show dedicated to the whole family in Nalanda, Bihar, India. So that is One Direction. They were in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday for their tour. They're in South America, passing through Brazil. And all the paparazzi followed Niall and Harry Styles down to the pool of their hotel. Those are pretty gutsy moves, guys. The fans are going crazy and causing commotion wherever they go, and yet they went down to the pool to take a dip in the pool. How do you protect guys? Does the Secret Service jump into the pool with them? I don't know how that works, but anyway, there's some photos of the guys on the internet with their bathing suits on, girls. I know you're going to want to check that out. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Idona Miftari in Kosovo, who just checked in to let us know that Idona's tuned in. We're happy you're with us. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, where Sean has been.
Venus mendit reklamas Ašvica da 4-ze.